Brishos Avimori, Brishos Rav Zelig. Today's daf is Brachis daf Yud Ches. We are at the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis, the beginning of the third perek in Masechtas Brachis, perek Misha Mesoi. Zok de Mishnah, Misha Mesoi Mutal Lefanov. If somebody lost a relative, he's an Oinein, meaning the person that died wasn't buried yet. Potter Mikriyashma. So this Avel, the Oinein, that's in the presence of Mesoi, that's Mutal Lefanav, until the Kfura, he's going to be Potter from Kriyashma, Tfilin, Tfila. In other words, he's Potter from all mitzvahs. Rashi says right away, why is he Potter? It's the same reason that the Chasim was Potter in the previous Dafin. And that is a Chasim was Potter because even though he's not physically being Oisik b'mitzvah, but he's Torud b'dvar mitzvah. It's on his mind. He knows he has a mitzvah to do. And a Torud b'dvar mitzvah has a din of an Oisik b'mitzvah who's Potter min ha-mitzvah. This person now has an obligation to take care of the mace. That's Mutal Lefanav. As a result, he too is a Torud b'dvar Dvar mitzvah or b'machsheves mitzvah. As a result, he's going to be potter mikol mitzvah so amur is potter. Says the Mishnah, noisei hamita, people that were brought to carry the mita, v'chilufeyim and the backups, v'chilufei chilufeyim and the backups of the backups. Esa shalifnei hamita v'shalach hamita. There were people that were in front of the mita. There were people that were behind the mita. So what's the halacha as relates to this group of people? Are they going to be potter as well? Says the Mishnah. So the halacha is as follows: eshalifnei hamita, the ones that are in front of the mita. If they're still needed, meaning if they're going to have to still carry the bed, pturim, they're going to be potter. Even though they're not carrying the bed right now, they have a din of misha neisoi muta lefanov, that tarid b'machshev es mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah's potter min ha-mitzvah. V'shala achra mita, the ones that are behind the mita, the assumption Rashi says is if they're behind the mita, it means shenasu kvar. It means they already carried the bed. So if there's a tzorich b'hem, even if they're still going to be needed, now why would they be needed? To be malav of the mace. They're not needed anymore to carry because they did their job already. So the halacha is, being that all they need to do is be malav of the mace, chayovim, they don't have a din of a torud b'machsheves mitzvah, and it's for that reason they're going to be chayiv. Elu ve'elu p'tur min ha-tfila. Everybody in this situation is potter min ha-tfila. Meaning, even though we just said that not everybody is potter from Kriyashma, for example, umikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, but tfila is different. Tfila, everyone's going to be potter in, pashup shad is, because tfila is only derabbanan. Rashi says, delav deiraisi. Now, whether or not tfila is only midirabbanan and not midiraisa isn't as simple as one line in Rashi. Delav deiraisi, it's a machloik, it's Rambam and Ramban, we'll get to that. But says the Mishnah, what happens after the Kfura? Now they're on their way back. If they'll be able to start saying Kriyashma and finish saying Kriyashma, we'll see what finishing Kriyashma means. Does it mean they have to have enough time to finish the entire Kriyashma? Or maybe even one parasha of Kriyashma? But if they have enough time to start and to finish, until they get to the Shura, that's when everybody lines up and that's the initial Nichum Avelim that everybody says to the Avelim, Yaschilu, they should start. If not going to have enough time to start and to finish, Lo Yaschilu, then they shouldn't start. What happens when they're physically Oymed Beshura? Now it's time to say Kriyashma. Should they say Kriyashma? Should they not say Kriyashma? So Oymdim Beshura, Hapnimi and Pturim. The ones that are to the front of the Avelim, meaning the ones that the Avelim could see, so they shouldn't stop being Makabal all of Ol Malcha Shemayim. They shouldn't say Kriyashma. Hachitzayim Chayom. The ones that are behind, the Avelim can't see them anyway, so they're there for Beroy Vam. They're there to be Mechazik. But being that the Avelim can't see them, so there's no excuse not to say Kriyashma. And it's for that reason they should say Kriyashma. So the first Mishnah is a little technical, but from a high level, it's making a very simple point. That just like you have Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, when it comes to a Chasan, he's Potter from Kriyashma. Why? Because he's Torud B'machsheves Mitzvah. So too, you have this a similar idea as it relates to Avelim. So you have it with regards to the base Mishnah and the base Avel. But it's Hatzad HaShava Shebehen, is that both Torud B'machsheves Mitzvah. And it's for that reason, someone that's Torud B'machsheves Mitzvah, B'shift there's a halach of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Our Mishnah discusses misha meisa mutal lefanav, when you're going to be potter, when you're not going to be potter. Now, one thing we didn't see in the previous sugya of Isaac b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah, and that is that a chassan should be pater mikol mitzvah is amuris b'tayra. Chassan pater from kriyishma, chayiv in kriyishma. Rabbi Gamliel said kriyishma the night that he got married. Machloik is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Chachamim, whether if somebody wants to be machmer, can he, or maybe it's mechzik yura, but it was always in the context of a chassan saying kriyishma or not saying kriyishma. Over here, we're discussing kol mitzvah amuris b'tayra. And Rashi right away in the beginning of the parak says, "V'havidumya dechassin the pater mishum tir de the mitzvahs." It sounds like from Rashi, anyways, that the ptur of chassan isn't only krishma, but a chassan will be pater mikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra. Could be it's pashut. Either way, I am rishayin. Says the Gemara, "Mutul lefanav in sheinu mutul lefanav lai." So the Gemara makes a deal. Mishem neisay mutul lefanav. It sounds like the only time somebody's pater from krishma and tfila and tfilin umikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, because he's a tarub b'machsheves mitzvah, is if somebody lost a relative, he's going to have to be busy now with the kfura, he's going to sit shiva soon, but the mace is mutal afanav. It's physically in his presence. She'ena mutal afanav lai, but it sounds like if it's not physically in his presence, you don't have that halach. I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. Misha mace mutal afanav. If someone has a mace, that's mutal afanav. So this is the extended version of this halacha. Oichel bebayis ech. Number one, he should eat in another room. V'meiloi bayis achar. Oichel bebayis chaver. Unless he doesn't have another room, or he doesn't have another house. He should go knock on his neighbor's door and ask him, is it okay for me to eat in your house? Meaning, don't eat in the presence of the mace. It's not covered. Then Eloi Beis Chaver, unless he doesn't have a friend, or his friend's not home, he has no way of accessing his house. Oisa Mechitza, you should at the very least make a Mechitza between him and the mace. For Oichel, and then you should eat. Then Eloi, Davalasis Mechitza, unless he doesn't even have the ability to make a Mechitza. Machzer Panav Oichel. So then just face another direction and eat. The Enoi Mesev, you shouldn't eat beheseba, Rashi says, kederech ha-mesubim bechashivos al tzidei ha-smolis ubamita of Leil Seder fame. So don't sit now like a ben chayrim beheseba, v'oichel. Additionally, v'ene oichel bas, v'ene shayse yai. Don't eat meat, don't drink wine. V'ene mevarech, don't make a bracha. V'ene mezamein, and no benching. V'ene mevarechin olav, v'ene mezamein olav. You don't need somebody to be mitzvah you with a bracha. You don't even count for a zimun. Upata mikriyashma, umenat filo, umenat filo. And what about Shabbos? Mesiv, then already it's different, because Shabbos, the halachas of Avelos, of course, are different. So Mesiv, Oichel, he could eat Baseba. Not just that, he could eat Basin, Bishoyse, yeah, he could drink wine as well. Umevarech, makes brachas, Umezamin, he benches. Umevarech and olive, Umezamin and olive. Vechayev, Bechal Mitzvah, Samuris, Betayr. Shem Gamliel, Lemer, Shem Gamliel says, Mitoch, Nischayev, Be'elu, Nischayev, Be'kulon. That being that you're chayev in these, you're chayev in everything. Amrav Yoichem, I benayim. What was Shem Gamliel coming to be Moisev? I mean, Tanakam already said that he's Mevarech, he's Mezamin, he's Mevarech and olive, he's Mezamin and olive, and he's chayev, Bechal Mitzvah, Samuris, Betayr. Says Rav Shem Gamliel, oh, not only this, is also that. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Tashmish Hamita Ike Benayu. He was coming to be Moisef, even Tashmish Hamita. Rashi's Lashon is that the Rav Shimon Gamliel Chayiv Avel Ba'ina B'Shabbos. That not only is it okay, but there's actually a Chiv. There's a regular Chiv Oina on Shabbos. Regardless, says the Gemara, what do we want from this price? So you see clearly that this person is Potter from all the mitzvahs. Okay, so what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that the Brisa began by saying that if someone's mesoy mutal afanav, what should he do? Leave. Go to another room if you want to eat. Go to a beis chaveroi. You shouldn't be in the presence of the mace. And then the Brisa says you're potter from all the mitzvahs. So it sounds like you'll be potter from all the mitzvahs even if you're not in the presence of the mace. It's a stirutar Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Misha mesoy mutal afanav. Only if the mace is physically there are you potter mikriyashma. The Braisa seems to be saying that if somebody's in the presence of a mace, that it comes time to eat. So the first thing is leave. And then don't bench, meaning you're potter from the mitzvahs, even if you're not in the presence of the mace. Amar Papa, so Papa said, you have to say the end of the Braisa that says that you'd be potter from making brachas and from benching. Is talking about where the Braisa said you didn't have another room, or you didn't have a base chaveroi, you didn't even have a mechitza, you were simply machzer panav. In that case, it is mutal afanav. And it's maybe only in that instance that you're going to be potter. Rav Ashi says, kimish mutal all of the koivroi, kimutal afanav dami. Rav Ashi said that you're taking the words of the Mishnah a little too literally. When the Mishnah says, mishe meisai mutal afanav, it doesn't mean that it's physically in your dalet amis. That's not what it means. What it means is mutal afanav, you're responsible now to deal with this mace, and you find that sometimes lefanav could mean your responsibility, not physically in your presence, and you find it specifically regarding a mace. Shenamar, psukim that we're familiar with. Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Chayisar, Vayokim Avram me'al pnei meisoy, Vayidabro pnei chayis leimos. Avram Avinu gets up, he was in the presence of meisoy, Sarah Yimeinu, and he went to talk to the pnei chayis. And what did he tell the Bnei Ches? Ger v'toyshev anoichi imachem. Tenuli achuzas kever imachem ve'ekpareh meisi milafadai. What do you mean mufanai? He just got up. He wasn't next to Sarah anymore. So if he wasn't next to Sarah, what did he mean when he said mufanai? Must be, because man shemutal av l'kaivrei kemutal l'fanai of dami. So the Gemara gave two terutzim how to reconcile the Mishnah and the Brisa. The Mishnah says mishem meisi mutal l'fanai. It sounds like only then you pot them from all the mitzvahs. And then the Brisa says that no, if somebody is in the presence of a mace and he wants to eat, he should leave the house, leave the room, then eat, and you'll be potter from benching, you'll be potter from all the mitzvahs. So it sounds like you're potter even if it's not meisai mutal l'fanav. The two terutzim were, Rav Papa said that the Braisa really holds, like the Mishnah, that the only time you're potter is if it's meisai mutal l'fanav. What did the Braisa mean when it said, when it comes time to benching, don't worry about it? It was in the case of the Braisa where you had no beis chaveri, where you were merely a machzor panav. Rav Ashi said that no, the whole premise of the question is a mistake. You're basing it on the pashup shot in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, misha meisai mutal l'fanav, that it means the mace is physically in front of you. That's not really what it means. What it means is you're just obligated. In other words, we have a machloikis, a meiran between Rav Papa and Rav Ashi, misha Mesa Mutal Lufanov means it physically has to be in your presence. Or Misha Mesa Mutal Lufanov, the mere fact that this person's an Aval, he's an Oinein, he has the responsibility to now engage with this mace, that is enough for him to be potter. He has a din of a tarib and machsheves mitzvah. Feit the Gemara Mesa Yin, Aval Misham Roy Loy. One thing is clear. It sounds like Misha Mesa. So we just explain, a machloikis, what Mutal Lufanov means. But the first part of the Mishnah, Mesa, it's his mace. Meaning the only time this halach is true is if it's related to the person. It's one of this avils. He's one of the avelim. It's one of his krivim. Otherwise, you don't have the salach. If someone is watching a mace, he's doing shmira on a mace. So he's potter from kriyish ma'amidat filim and atfilim comments somewhere is potter. The same list says the Gemara. So why does it even have to be mesoi? And for the Gemara, you're right. Meshamrei afal pishe mesoi mesoi afal pishe enoi meshamrei. It's true. We just said that if it's mesoi, even if it's not mutal lefano, for example, koi travashi, you would be potter. If someone is Mishamer a mace, even if it's not Mesoi, he too would be potter. So you're right. Mesoi, he's potter. And the Mishamer, the one doing Shmira, he's going to be potter as well. Says the Gemara, Mesoi Mishamer in Abba Mahal Kvesak Farasloi. It sounds like, okay, if it's Mesoi, he's potter. If he's Mishamer, he's potter. This is because he's dealing with a real mace. Abba Mahal Kvesak Farasloi. What if someone's merely in a Besak Faras? Someone's in a Besak Faras, it comes time to say Kriyishma. So what should you do? Sounds like for sure. Then you should say Kriyishma. We're dealing with a case where you physically have to do the Kvura. What if you don't physically have to do the Kvura? You're just in the presence of a mace. But Tanya Pray, the attribute going to the Brisley, Halukhod, Besak Faras. A person shouldn't be in a Besak Faris, Vitfilin Biroisha with his tefillin on, Visefatira Bizrayoi, Vikoire, and start learning. Then Oisakane, if he does it, not only is he doesn't not get a mitzvah, but it's a bad thing. Either he violates the following pasuk. Which pasuk? Mishum Mishle Perik Yuzayim. Loyeg Lorosh Cherefaiseo. If somebody makes fun, he embarrasses a poor person, Cherefaiseo, he's being Mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being Mecharef his creator. But Loyeg Lorosh, Rosh doesn't mean necessarily someone who financially is a Rosh. But anytime a person can't do something and you do it in his face, so it's loyeg l'rosh. It's not a fine thing. And it's for that reason, when a person goes into Beis HaKfaris, all the mesim are there. The mesim can't keep mitzvahs. La mesim chavshi, kivin shemes adam nasa chavshi min ha-mitzvah. Gemara in the end of Masechtas Nida. So at this point, there's nothing he can do. So freak the Gemara, that why are you telling me that if it's mesoi, if he's the shomer, if you're in the presence of a mace, even in a Beis HaKfaris, where they're all 6 feet under, even there you're not allowed to do things like this. Why? Because of Loig Larosh, Cherif Faiseo. So the Gemara says, Hasam Toich Arba Amis Huda, Asachus Larba Amis Chayv. It's true in a Beis HaKfaris, you have to be sensitive, but that's only if you're within Dalet Amis of the mace. Damamar, mace Toich is Dalet Amis of Kriyishma. A mace somehow encompasses his 4 Amis radius as it relates to Kriyishma. Hach, over here, we're talking about Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanov, or someone was a Shomer for a mace, where it was Chutz La Dalet Amis, and over there, Nami Potter, you're going to be Potter. Gufa, Mashamar Samez, Avishani Mesa Potter in Kriyishma. We just said, if somebody watches a mace, even if it's not his mace, he's Potter from Kriyishma. What if there were two people watching a mace? And now it comes time to say Kriyishma. So they should switch off. One person should watch, and only two people to watch a mace. So let one person watch, and the other person will say Kriya Shema. Then when that person says Kriya Shema, another person will watch, says the Gemara. Ben Azai says, Hoy Bayim Besfino. What if two people were on a boat, and they were watching a mace, and now it came time to say Kriya Shema? So what did the Chachamim just say? If two people are watching a mace, it's time to say Kriya Shema. Switch off. Zem Meshamer. Ben Azai said, if you're on a boat, Manichoy Bezovizu, put the mace in a corner, and then they could both daven in the other corner. Says the Gemara, my beinayu, what's the machloikis? I'm Rabino. So Ravina said, choshishin lachborim ikke beinayu. I mean, it sounds like there's a machloikis. So what is the machloikis? Are you worried that there might be mice on the boat that may go to the mace and it's not covered on mace? Marisov lechashirim, and Azai wasn't worried about it. So he said, two people on a boat, put it in the corner. You daven in the other corner, what are you worried about? Chum said, no, even in that case, switch off. Shaila is achbarim on a boat or no achbarim on a boat. If somebody was carrying the atzomois of a mace from one place to another place, I raise it lo yitnei b'diske. You shouldn't just put it into a sack. The yitnei magabi chamor the yirkav aleihem. And you certainly shouldn't put it on top of your donkey under the saddle and ride on top of it. Why? Because obviously it's a bezoyin. But let's say you're afraid of nachrim. I mean, if you're in a dangerous situation, in that case, it's going to be okay. Says the Braisa. Just like this is true, meaning the same halacha that we just said regarding atzomis of a mace, the same is true regarding a sefer. Which part of what we just said about a mace, are you telling me applies to a sefer Torah as well? Meaning, we said two things. We said, number one, treat that somos of a mace with derech kavod. Don't put it in a sack. Don't write on top of it. Additionally, we said that if you're afraid, then you can. Same is true for sefer Torah. Now, if it's going back under reish, ilei ma reish pshita, it's obvious, of course. When you have a havamina, you could just take a sefer Torah and carry it however you want to carry it. Migara sefer Torah may atzamos, freight the Gemara. Sefer Torah can't be worse than atzamos. Ella says the Gemara, sefer is referring to the sefer. The same kula that you have, that you could be noyeg minig bezoyon with the atzamos of a mace, if you're in a dangerous situation, you could even be noyeg that when it comes to a sefer Torah. That is certainly a chiddush. Amar Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda, kol haroya hameis veinu malaveyu. If someone's involved in being malava a mace, and he sees a mace, and there's a levaya taking place, and he doesn't partake in the levaya. He violates this pasuk, the pasuk of loyeg l'rosh. Let's say a person is malava the mace. What reward is he going to get? Amar Rav Asi, olav akosav oimer, malva Hashem choinin dal. So Rav Asi said a little bit of a drush pshat in a pasuk. He completely distorted it from the pasuk pshat. Pasuk pshat is malvei Hashem choinein dal. We're talking about Hashem is malva, he loans choinein dal ugmula yishalim loy. Right, the kant malvei is miloshin halva. Says Rav Asi, you know what malvei means? Says Zok Rashi, al tikri malvei ela milava. That if someone's malava a mace, it's as if he's malava Hashem. So you want to know what reward you're going to get for being malava a mace? The schar for being malava a mace is as if you would be malava Kodesh Baruch Hu. If someone was malava Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's understood, self-explanatory, that he would get the tremendous schar, gemula yishalim loy. If someone's malava a mace, it's keilu he was malava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara is going to digress into a whole discussion of fascinating agadat Gemara, it's real agadat Gemara, related to mace in just one ha'ara. So we're talking about being malava a mace. So we know that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, everybody knows Rashi, that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef that I want you to bury me when I die in Eretz Yisrael. Siso imadi chesed ve'emes. Says Rashi, what does it mean chesed ve'emes? Chesed she'oisim im amesim hu chesed shel emes. She'enu mitzapel letashlom gol. Right, if you do a chesed with a mace, it's a chesed shel emes. The Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. He says, the pasha you learn, and this is for sure the pasha of Shad, why is it a chesed shel emes? Because he's never going to return the favor. Right? How's he going to repay you? He's not going to repay you. He just died. So being that he can't repay you, it's a chesed shel emes. But the Chasam Sofer says that if you think about it, It's a little bit dachuk. Because number one, when you do chesed, forget about the mace repaying the favor. Hashem's going to repay the favor. So if Hashem's going to repay the favor, right, it's a catch 22. If a chesed shel emes is the greatest chesed in the world, so what does that mean? That means Hashem's going to give you schar, so then it's not a chesed shel emes. Because then you're getting repaid, maybe not from the mace, but from the Eibishter. Besides, there's a concept of mesim, maybe giving back, as we'll see now, the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about. So what makes it a chesed shel emes? So the Chassam Sofer says, hisbarti. I explained it as follows. This is one of his drashas. He said, you know, I think the pshat is, when a person does a chesed with somebody else, so why is it so chashev? You give somebody money, you help him out, you do a chesed with him. So of course, you're a mechazek yid. He says, but the real reward that a person gets for doing chesed with another yid is the fact that you're a mechazek this person. Because you're a mechazek him, now he could serve Hashem. He's going to merit Olam Hava for serving Hashem. You played a key role in him being able to have Olam Hava, and it's for that that you're going to be rewarded. Because at the end of the day, the fact that you gave him a little Hana in this world, that's beautiful, but what's Hana in this world? The real schar is the Hana that you're giving him in the next world, that he only has because of the chizik that you gave him. When you do chesed with a yid and you're mezakim with Olam Haba, it's much greater than if you do chesed with a yid and you're mezakim with Olam Haza. It's poshet. Because the Hana that he gets in Olam Haba is so much greater than what he got in this world. So from a chesed standpoint, it's a much greater chesed. That's why the greatest chesed you could do is be makarev a yid. Kirev Rechaikim is the greatest chesed. We once spoke out that maybe that's why Avram Avinu's Mida was Vanefesh Hashasu Becharin. Because Avram was the Amuda Chesed. And the greatest manifestation of chesed is to be makarev a yid. Because the biggest kirov, the greatest chesed you could do is not just give him a little bit of food. The greatest chesed you could do is to be mezakeh him with olam haba. You offer kiras ruach olam haba, mikol anois olam haza. Says the Chassam Sofer. When you do chesed with a mace, this mace is never going to be able to get chizik from the chesed that you did. He's not going to be able to do more mitzvahs. You know why? La meisim chavshi. Kimin she meis odam nafsi chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. So the Chassam Sofer, that's a real chesed shel emes. You know why? Because he's not going to repay the favor. And even the Eibishter, it's not the same. It's not on the same level. Because why are you getting so much reward for your chesed? Because you were mechazik him. Now he can daven better. Now he can learn better. You were mechazik the yid. And now he can serve Hashem properly. The point is that if he's dead, there's nothing he could do. La meisim chavshi. And that's the point. That's why it's a chesed shel emes. Chesed shel oisim em ha-meisim is a chesed shel emes. Because the tachlis of chesed is really the olam haba component. That's something you don't have with ha-meisim. Says the Gemara Vayta. On that note, the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason have a kashok liva ozi v'beis ha-kvaras. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were once walking together in a beis ha-kvaras. They were once together in a beis hakfaras. Says the Gemara, have a koshad yitchelta to Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason was wearing tzitzis, obviously, tcheles, back in the day, and they were sweeping along the kfar. They were dragging on the floor. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya told Rabbi Yonason, Dalye, pick it up, because you're embarrassing the mason. K'dei shelo yoymru, they shouldn't say, lemachar boi netzlenu, tomorrow they're going to be joining us, v'achshav mecharfen esanu, and then now they're making fun of us, meaning, you know, before long, we're going to join them, and when we join them, they're going to walk in, and they're going to have tainas on us. So he said, just pick up your tzitzis, don't schlep it on the floor, the mason can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, so let's pick up the tzitzis. Amalei, Rabbi Yonason turned to Rabbi Chiya, and he told him, you think the mason know what's going on? They see us right now? And they see that we're wearing tzitzis? What are you worried about? Vaksiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hamesim einam yoydim u'uma. It's a pasuk in Kayelis. The mason don't know anything. So if they don't know anything, v'shas tamayra. Amalei, he told him, im karisa loishanisa. If you read this pasuk once like a man, she didn't chazer it. And im shanisa loishilashta. And im shilashta loiparashim. If you chazer it, then obviously you chazer the wrong pshat. Because if you think that's what the pasuk means, that mason have no idea what's going on in this world, then you made a mistake. Because you know what the pasuk really means? The beginning of the pasuk is, this is a real Kayalis pasuk. The chayim know one thing, they know they're going to die. And the mason don't know anything. Right? This is Kayalis in a nutshell. So he went ahead and he explained the pasuk to him, Rabbi Chiya said. This is referring to the tzadikim who went they're dead, they're called chayim, right? Tzadikim b'misasam akruyim chayim. So what does it mean? Ka'chayim yoydim shayamusu. So Rashi says, it means the tzadikim that are chayim eternally, because they will never die. Yoidim sheyamusu, they're yasker yom amisa. They think about the fact that they're going to die one day, and that's what gives them the strength. That's what inspires them to do the right thing. Now, how do you know tzadikim v'misasim kriim chayim? So the Gemara digresses from its digression. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Ubenayo ben Yehoyada ben Ishchai Rav Paalim mikavtzel huhiko eshnei ariyom moyav vuyara vihiko esu aribatay chabar b'yom hashok." So the pasuk is describing a person in Tanakh. Binayo ben Yoyada, who was one of David's generals, who was Shloima Melech Sartzova, he took over Yoyav ben Tzruya. He killed Yoyav ben Tzruya and then took over for Yoyav ben Tzruya. So what the pasuk is talking about is what a mighty warrior he was. He was a Ben Ishchai. He was Rav Pa'alim, right? Many of them. He accomplished a lot of things. He was from Kavtzael. Who he Shnei Ariya Moyav. He killed two very powerful officers of Mayad, for who Yaret, and you know what, something else he once did? He once went into a pit, Vihika Sari, he killed a lion, B'yoyim HaSheleg, on a snowy day. But says the Gemara, even though that's the Pashtun Shat, that's not what Chazal said. When we say that Ben Yoyada was a Ben Ishchai, what does it mean? Atu Kuli Abba Ben Mesa, what, everybody else, they're the sons of dead people? Ela Ben Ishchai, Shafilu Ben Mizazi Karichai. What it means is that he was a Ben Ishchai, he was a tzaddik, who's always a chai. I mean, even after he died, he was a chai. This is the punchline. You see, from it, tzadikim b'misasam, kruim chayim. What does Rav Pa'olim mikavtzel mean? It means sheriba v'kivetz. Payalim l'tayra. He was makarv a lot of people to learning. Vuhika shnei ariyo mayav. Pashana means he killed these two officers from mayav. Means no. Shalohi niach kemoysai. There was nobody like him. Loibim mikdash rishoy. Loibim mikdash sheni. Vuhu yorad vihika sari b'tay chabar b'yem ha-shalok. Pashana, he went into a pit on a snowy day and he strangled a lion. Ikadami, some say what it means is the tavak zizi the barda. It was once very snowy and he wanted to go to the mikvah. So he broke the ice to go to the mikvah. Rashi says, why do you have to go to the mikvah? He was a balkari. Kedei lasik b'toira. This was Tfilas Ezra. So that's also coming up in the coming davin. And ikadam yisab say, the tana sifra debay rav, b'yoyma de sifso. He once learned sifra debay rav on a snowy day, on a winter day. So what does it mean, sifra debay rav? So Rashi says, toiras kayanim. And Tosfos speaks out. These are small Tosfos then. So Tosfos says, Dibra Amasko Sifra Debei Rav, that where does Teres Kayanim come into the picture? Because we said that he once killed a lion. A lion sounds like he was learning something very hard. Dorishahu Chomesh Ebesvarim. The hardest thing to learn is Teres Kayanim. Kachin. There's nothing harder than Kachin, says Tosfos. And that's why it was Gevaldik. Sifra Debei Rav. Either way, so what do we want from this pasuk? Just one thing. We want Binayo Ben Yehoyada is called Ben Ishchai. By the way, it's Yodua, that the Ben Ishchai, as in the Ben Ishchai, who lived in the late 19th century, early 20th century, Yosef Mibagdad, he was at the Binayo Ben Yoyada's kever, and he had Giluyim. He said that he started seeing things, Baruch HaKodesh, that he never saw in his life, and it was Niftachulai, Tzinoiris of Torah, and one of the things that was Neskalat him then was, is that he's a Gilgul Neshama of Binayo Ben Yoyada, and that's why he named all his Sfarim. He wrote many, many Sfarim, not all, but many of his Sfarim are related to Binayo Ben Yoyada, right? He wrote two Sfarim on Shas, on Agadata. One is called Binayahu, and the other one's called the Ben Yehoyada. That's Binayo Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Ishchai, that's the next part of the pasuk. The tshuvas that the Ben Ishchai wrote is called Shailos Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim. He wrote Shailos Tshuvas Teru Lashma, Rav Pa'olim, also Mikavtzel is another one of the Sfarim that he wrote. But it's all related to this Gilui that the Ben Ishchai said he had at the kever of Binayo Ben Yehoyada. So that's the first part of the pasuk. What's the second part of the pasuk? This is what we need. So Rav Yoides and Tainid says, why can't I walk into Beis HaKvaros with my trailers? The Mason don't know what's going on anyways. So what does that mean? It's Elu Rishoim Shebichayim Kriya Mason. These are Rishoim that even today are Mason. In the sense that they don't think about the Yom HaMisa. Now, how do you know that a Rasha, while he's alive, is called dead? Tzadikim b'misasim kriyim chayim, that we learned out from Binayo Ben Yoyada, who was Ben Ishchai. He was always chay. How do you know, Fakir, that Rishoim b'chayim akriyim meisim shenema, because the pasuk says, Va'ata cholo Rasha, Nisi Yisrael. And the pasuk over there is referring to Tzidkiyo. And Tzidkiyo was alive and is referred to as a cholol. A cholol is a corpse. So you see that even though he was alive, he was called dead. Now this is a little problematic because we know Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik. Mar says it in a bunch of places. In fact, that's why he was called Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo was the last Malach Yisrael. The last king of Malchus Beis David in history was, the first was David, and the last one was Tzidkiyo. He was the king at the time of the Churban. But this pasuk seems to refer to him as a Rosh. A pasuk that is because there was always a taina on Tzidkiyo why he wasn't Meichiach his Dairai. His Dar was a problem. And as a result, you could learn it from a more lumdish pasuk. Al Pishnayim Eidim. So we're giving somebody Misa's Besen. And we're killing the mace. What do you mean killing the mace? You're not killing a dead person. You're killing a live person. After we kill him, he's going to be dead. So what does it mean, Yumas HaMes? Oh, because he's a Rosh. That's why he's Chayim Misa. And you see, Rishayim, even B'chayim, Akriyim Mesim. Chayu El HaMes, Meikara, says the Gemara. So on this note, do Mesim know what's going on in this world? Or do they not know what's going on in this world? Says the Gemara, B'nei Reb Chiyo, Naflikir Yasa. B'nei Reb Chiyo once went to the suburbs. Rashi says, "Lis asek ba'avodas achuzasam." So apparently they had this field that they inherited, and they went out to work in the field. And iyakir lehu talmudayu. And when they were out in the field, they forgot their learning. Have it come itzar lat kure, and it bothered them very much that they couldn't remember their learning. That's interesting because the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Chof Amud Aleph that there were three times in history where Torah was forgotten in Eretz Yisrael, and all three times Hashem sent somebody from Bavel to make sure that Torah would never be forgotten. What were the three times? Kishenishtakcha Torah miYisrael the first time, Ola Ezra miBavel, viYasta. Chazra v'nishtakcha, it happened the second time, Ola Hillel HaBavli. It was nishtakcha a third time, Ola Reb Chiya Ubanov, viYastu. So Reb Chiya Ubanov were the ones that were machzer the Torah when the Torah was forgotten from Klai Yisrael. Here we have a Gemara with the Bnei Reb Chiya. The Bnei Reb Chiya themselves forgot their learning. And it doesn't mean they forgot all their learning, but they forgot something, and it bothered them tremendously. So one of Reb Chiya's sons told the other one, Yoda Avum Bahait Sarah, says, you think our father knows what's going on? Reb Chiya wasn't alive anymore. He said, you think he knows the fact that we're in such pain right now, that we forgot our learning? So the other one told him, Mino Yoda, how could he know? There's no way he knows. The pasuk says, Yichbedu Bonov V'lo Yeda. He says, the person after he dies, his son can have tremendous COVID, but the dead person who's not alive anymore is not going to know. Amalei, so he told him, how could you say he doesn't know? V'ksiv, the pasuk says, Ach b'soroi olav yichav, v'nafshi olav techav. Amrav Yisrael, Yisrael learned from this pasuk, kashurim elameis, kemacha b'basar achai, that when a person's dead and he's buried on the ground, the worms that start eating at his body, at his flesh, hurt this mace the same way a machat, a needle, hurts a person while he's alive. So what do you see? That he could experience, he knows what's going on. If he didn't know what's going on, why would the rima affect him? Amri, so he told him back, Bitsari didu yadi, Bitsari dachrin liyadi. It could be he knows his own pain. And that's why the rima eating up on him, that's something he knows. But maybe the other pasuk that says, being that it's not himself, it's only his children, maybe that he doesn't know. So the Gemara seems to say that the Bnei Reb Chiya were comfortable with this notion that after a person dies, he doesn't know what's going on. Even with his own children, he doesn't really know what's going on. But the Gemara says, V'loi, is that true? V'tani, we learned to the Braisa. There was a story with a chassid, that he gave a poor person on Erev Rosh Hashanah a dinar. And his wife wasn't happy. So he was a poor person. He was an ani. And the little bit of money that he had, he gave to an araman. This guy came to him, and he couldn't control himself. And he gave him the money he had. His wife said, where's the money for the food that we have to buy for Yantin? He said, nah, I don't know if you're going to appreciate this, but I gave it to an ani. So the Gemara says his wife was so mad, he had to run away from it. He literally went to where she wouldn't find him. He slept in the cemetery. This was Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? So he slept in the cemetery, Leil Rosh Hashanah. Now he's sleeping, middle of the night, Shama Shtei Ruchai Shemesapri Sulazu. He heard the spirits of two people, two children that had died, and they were having a conversation. One told her friend, these were two girls, Chaverti, Boy Venoshet Ba'olam. Let's start flying. Vinishma Ma'achari Apargid, Ma'puronis Ba'olam. Let's go to the other side and find out what punishments are going to happen here in this world. So the other one told her friend, I can't go. She goes, my parents were so poor that when they buried me in tachrichim made out of reeds, and I'm embarrassed. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm staying here. I'm embarrassed to fly. You were wealthier. You're wearing nicer tachrichim. You go fly. And Masha, actually, Masha, really, why don't you come back and tell me what's happening? She went to Shatuba. For Amala Chaverti, she comes back and she tells her friend like this. Chaverti, my friend, Masha Mat, Ma'achari Aparin, Amala Shamat, she calls a Rebbe, Revere Rishaino. Anyone that's going to plant during the first rain season, during the first planting season this winter, Barad Malka Oisai. The plant, the crops are going to be affected by Barad. Arad of Makris fame. Halachu. So this person overhears this conversation between these two spirits. So he goes Vizar Berevia Shnia. He knew he's not going to plant Berevia Rishayna. You know, maybe he just got real inside information. So he goes and he plants Berevia Shnia. Shall call him Kuloi Laki. You know what happened? What she said was going to happen happened. Everybody's crops were ruined. Shaloi Loi Laki. Lashana Acheres. The next year, he didn't wait for his wife to throw him out of the house. Halach Velov Beis Hakvaros. He went straight for the Beis Hakvaros. I mean, he had the best year he ever had. So he goes back to the Beis Hakvaros. V'shama oisin shnei ruchas v'sabesu mizu. And again, he overheard the same conversation. Amr chadal chaverta. One told the other one, "Boy v'nashut ba'olam. Let's go out. V'nishu me'achari apargid. Ma'peron is ba'olam. Amr la chaverti." So a friend told him, "Like kachamart. Look, didn't I tell you already? Eino yichaylo. Shani kfur machzal shalkanim. I don't like the clothing that I'm wearing. I'm not comfortable. Elochiat. U'mashat shemas. Boy v'rivli. You go and tell me. Halcha v'shato ba'ramul chaverta. Nu chaverti. Mashu ma'achari apargid. What did you hear? Amr la. She said like this. Shamati. I heard. Shekol azeirei b'revia shniya. This time it was just the opposite. Whoever's going to plant during the second season, shidofein malka yisai. Everything's going to get wiped out with a shidofein. Halach, so he goes again. He has inside information. And this time he planted Bervir Rishayna. Everybody got wiped out. And again, he had a great year. His wife tells him, tell me, what's going on here? Since I threw you out of the house, business is booming, right? Everybody's crop the first year got destroyed. And now everyone had this shidof. So he said, you know something? I'll tell you exactly what happened. I overheard this conversation in the cemetery with spirits. Amru, they say. A short while later, a fight broke out between the wife of the chassid and between the mother of one of those girls. Amrullah, the wife of the chassid told to the mother, in the course of their fight, she just belted out this line and said, your daughter that you buried, you realize you buried her b'machzela shalkonim? Do you know even in the next world she's embarrassed and she doesn't want to leave her dalet amis because she's so embarrassed? Lashana Acheres, the next year, halach v'lo b'beis hakvaros. This chassid went back. He figured, right, this is the third time. V'shama oisan ruchesh and asafin zoom zoom. And again, he overhears the conversation. Amrullah, so one tells the other one, chaverti boy v'nashut ba'olam. V'nishma me'acheri apargud ma'peron is ba'olam. Amrullah, so the girl responded. She said, chaverti hanichi. Let's stop. This private conversation that you and I were having, they know about it already. As a matter of fact, there's a person who's overhearing these conversations. He's profiting off of it. And his wife went to my mother and already told her off about the Machzela Shalkanin. I'm done, says the Gemara. What do you see from this fantastic story? Alma Yadi, they know what's going on. It's clear they know what's going on. Says the Gemara, Dilma Inish Achrina Shachiv, Va'azova Amalavos. The Gemara says, not Buchach. It could be now they knew because somebody told them. Maybe somebody died. Somebody was aware of this conversation. In Shemayim, they all talk. They get together. But it's not a raya that this girl knew of the fight between the wife and the mother. Maybe she got this information through somebody else that had died. Says the Gemara Toshma. Okay, so this story is not a raya, but there's more stories. The Ziri, have a mafki to the Gabu Shpich. The Ziri had once given money to a woman that he was staying by, his landlady. Ziri went to learn, maybe for 12 years. He came back, and the lady wasn't alive anymore. He wanted to know where the money was. So he went to the cemetery, and somehow he communicated with this woman. He said, Zuzi Hecha, where's the money? She told him exactly where it is. Zil Shaklinim, go to that door, it's under the door, you're going to find it. And then he said, by the way, you know, while you're at it, please tell my mother that I need something. I need my comb, and I can use some makeup. This is in the other world. And she can send it with plainness. There's a certain woman, she's dying tomorrow. I know she's going to come join me. Just do me a favor, bury her with it. I can use it in the next world. Says the Gemara, what do you see from here? Alma Yadi, they know what's going on. They knew, she knew who was dying. So the Gemara says, Duma Duma Kadin Umachriz Lahu. Maybe she knew, but now she knew because there's a malach called Duma. And we say it in Halal, Loya Mesim Yahalu Luka. So Duma is involved with the Malach HaMavas. He's in that line of work. And somehow the Duma maybe made a hachroza. He announced that this person is going to die. That's how she knew. But otherwise, maybe she doesn't necessarily know everything that's going on. So the Gemara Toshma, another raya, famous Gemara, Davu the Shmuel, have a kamafki di gabe zuzet yasmi. So this was Shmuel, the Amira Shmuel's father, Avu the Shmuel. And there were Yisoymen that had given money to Shmuel's father. When Avuah the Shmuel died, Shmuel wasn't present. And as a result, he didn't know where this money was. And people started being choshed Shmuel that he stole the money. They said, oh, you're the person that you eat. You steal the money from your Yisoymim. So Shmuel was very disturbed by this. So he figured he's going to go to his father and he's going to ask him, where is the money of the Yisoymim? So he could pay back the Yisoymim. Amaluhu. So he goes up and he said, Be'ina Abba. Said, I'm looking for Abba. Now, Shmuel's father's name was Abba. His name was Abba Bar Abba, as we'll see. So he said, I'm looking for Abba. They told him, Abba Tuva Ikah. A lot of people who's called Abba. Amalusi, he said, Bina Abba Bar Abba. I'm looking for Abba, the son of Abba. They told him, Abba Bar Abba Nami Tuva Ikah. Amalusi told him, Bina Abba Bar Abba. Avu the Shmuel. I'm not just looking for Abba Bar Abba, I'm looking for Shmuel's father. Heicha, where is he? They told him, Solik Lemesifta Durakiya. He's in the Mesifta Durakiya. He's learning Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the greats. Adha Hachi Chazil Levi Das Avroi. So Shmuel now went to the Masifta Derekia, and he sees that Levi, he knew Levi, Shmuel did, is sitting outside. Levi is not in Beis Medrash. So he tells, Shmuel tells Levi, am I Yasus Abroi? Why are you sitting outside? My Tamale Salkis, why can't you go in? Right, you couldn't get into Shir. He says, why are you standing from the outside listening at the crack of the door? Why can't you go in? Amalasi told him, the Amri Lee, they told me, Koki Hani Shni, the Leisilikas, the Masifta de Rab Office. Rab Office, after Rabbi Danasi was Nifta, became Rosh Shiva. The Gemara says in Tsubas Kuf Gimel Amadeis that Levi wasn't maskim that Rab Office should be the Rosh Shiva, and he never went into Shir. So they were punishing him for this now. And they told him, all the years that you didn't go into Rav Office's Shir, you're going to be punished and you can't go into Shir now. Because he caused them tzar. As this is happening, Shmuel sees his father. Chazia, he saw that have a kabachi for achich. He saw that he was crying and he was laughing. Amaleis, Shmuel tells his father, "My time of kabachis." He said, "Why are you crying?" Amaleis, he told him, "The la'agel kaasis. The reason I'm crying is because you're coming here very, very soon." La'agel miloshen bagolo v'zman karev. Now Shmuel, by the way, was a young man. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim he brings that the Rashbats. He brings this from the Rashbats and his Pirish. On others, the Rav Nosson says that there were four people that died at the age of 52. So we know that if somebody dies when he's 52 years old, the Gemara says, it's Misasoy Shal Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi died when he was 52. But he brings from the Rashbats that the Rashbats said there were other people that died at the age of 52 as well. Shlomo HaMelech died when he was 52. Shmuel HaKotan died when he was 52. And Shmuel, as in the Amir Shmuel, also died when he was 52 years old. So he was a younger man. So his father was crying. He said, I'm crying because the La'agul Ka'asis. He says, you're coming here very, very shortly. Then he said, my time is kachis. Why are you laughing? He said, the chashiv is b'hai al-matu, because you have no idea how chashiv you are. He says, in Shemayim, they hold of you. You can't imagine of what and what esteem you're held. Amalei. So this is what Shmuel did. He said, really? Ichashivus? If I'm so chashiv, I'm going to call a favor. Nailu l'levi. I want Levi to be allowed into Beis Medrash. The Gemara says, in a second, Nailu l'levi. And he protects you in the Masifta Derekhi also, apparently. So Levi got accepted immediately. Shmuel heard he asked Chashivas, what did he do? He didn't ask for anything for himself. Rabbi, what was the first thing he should have said? He wants to be Ma'arich Yabim. He says, what? He's soon going to die? 52? Let him be Zaycha to Arichas Yabim. No, he didn't think about himself. He thought about Levi. He says, let Levi come into Beis Medrash. Amaleso, he asked his father, Zuzi de Yasmi Hecha, tell me, these Yisoymim, they gave you money and then you died. I don't know anything about it. They're spreading rumors about me. The Yisoymim need the money. Where is it? Amaleso, he told him, I'll tell you where it is. Zil Shaklinu Ba'amsa de Rechaya. It's underneath the Rechaya. You're going to see there, there's three stacks of money. The top and the bottom, that belongs to us. Umitzi, the money in the middle, that belongs to the Yisrael. Amalei Shmuel told his father, my time of the Sachi, why did you do it in this way? Amalei, he told him, I figured like this, Iganuvi Ganavi Miganva Medidon. He said, because I thought maybe Ganava going to find it, that someone's going to be digging there, and he's going to strike gold. He's going to see the money. So maybe he'll only see the money on top. He won't see the money underneath it, so let him take our money. And then I figured, let me put our money on the bottom as well, because like this, if it starts decomposing, whatever's most on the bottom will decompose first. So our money will decompose, not the money of the Yisrael. But what do we want from all this? Says the Gemara, Alma Diyadi. You see that the Mason, no. Now it's not clear what the punchline of the Gemara is. Tosfos says, Alma Diyadi, the point is because Shmuel knew that, or Avu de Shmuel knew that his son Shmuel was going to die. Rashi says, from the fact that Avu de Shmuel knew how chashev Shmuel was, that's a raya that he knew. Each pshat needs to be worked out a little bit, but says the Gemara, Dil Mashani Shmuel, given the chashev kadmi umachrez upanu makar, maybe, because Shmuel was so chashev, so there was a baskel that said, mach platz, there was Pashkevillin, tzaddik bolayir, a big tzaddik is coming. That the Amir Shmuel was going to come. That's how he knew Shmuel was so chashev. And that's maybe how he knew that Shmuel was going to die, says the Gemara. So it's not clear at this point whether we assume that the Mason know or the Mason don't know. And we said, even though at first glance it's a pasuk in Koheles, v'ameisim einam yoydem u'uma, but the Gemara already said v'ameisim einam yoydem u'uma means something completely different. So if we return really to the beginning of the sugya, it sounded like it was machloekus in Reb Chiya and Reb Yonasan. Reb Yonasan was wearing tcheles; he wasn't worried about the Mason. Reb Chiya told him, "Loig l'rosh, the Mason see you; they see you flaunting your tzitzis in their face. You're being over loig l'rosh cherev oseyo." So it sounded like it's a machloekus between Reb Chiya and Reb Yonasan. Says the Gemara, "V'af Rabbi Yonasan had the bay." By the way, Rabbi Yonasan was chayzer. So, Tamar Shulman Achmini Rabbi Yonasan. Minayin the Mason Shabbosah and Zavza. How do you know that the Mason converse with each other? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "Vayem Hashem Elov Zoysa Oretz Hashem Nishbati Lavrom LiYitzchul LiYakov Leim." This is a pasuk in the end of Sefer Dvarim. So Hashem tells this to Moshe. This is the land that I swore to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Leimar, my Leimar. I'm going to call the Moshe. Hashem told Moshe, "Leichamar Lahem Lavrom LiYitzchul LiYakov Shuvah Shenishbati Lachem Kvarki Yamtu Levneichem." Go tell Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov that I promised Eretz Yisrael. It's happening already. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. What's the kasha? Now, if you're going to tell me they don't know anything, so what does it help that Moshe Rabbeinu would tell them? They don't chap anyways. The Gemara says, I don't understand. So you're proving from there that they do know? Then what's the point in telling them? So the Gemara says, Tivusa leMoshe. No, the reason is to be machzik toiv leMoshe. Hashem told Moshe, you worked so hard on behalf of Klal Yisrael. You got the Yidden to this point. You took them out of Mitzrayim when they were in the Shar Memtes. You worked them through the issues that they had in the Midbar with the Egel and the Meraglim and the Das Koyrach and the Misoinim, etc., etc. So I'm giving you now the schus to be the ones to notify the others. So it sounds like, stopping here, that in the beginning of the sugya was machlokes Reb Chiya and Reb Yonasan. Do the Mason know or do the Mason not know? Reb Chiya held they know. Reb Yonasan held they don't know. But then at the end of the Gemara says, Va'af Reb Yonasan hodave. Even Reb Yonasan was chayzer, meaning that the Mason do know. So it sounds like the maskana of the Gemara is that the Mason know. And that's for sure the pashtus in our sugya. Stating that, there is a Tosfos in Masechta Soita, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, placed on the bottom of the Yomin, Ayin Sham, Ve'ein Kam Mekoyim. But just to say one Ara. So there were many stories that the Gemara told, and one was Oila Al Kulana, and that was the story with the Chassid. The Gemara told the story with a Chassid Echad. He gave away his last piece of bread to an Ani. His wife was happy. It seems like he had to run away from her. So far that he had to go to a place which he'd never find him, the Beis HaKfaris. He slept in the Beis HaKfaris. This was Bilel Rosh Hashanah. And when he was there, he overheard a conversation with two spirits. They started talking about what the year is going to look like as far as Parnassah goes. He took advantage of this insider information. He made a lot of money. And then there was a not such happy ending. But that's the story that the Gemara tells right here in Masechtas Brachos. The Marsha has a very, very long comment on this Gemara in his Chadush HaGadol. He says, L'chura, this Gemara is a Pella. Why? Because we know, Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Bava Kama, it's a Gemara in Masechtas Tmura, that every single time it says, Hahu Chassid and Shas, who is it? It's one of two people. Either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lohi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Lohi is Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Shas. Or it could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So says the Marshan, I quote, Ve'echiyala ala das. Shechasidim ka'elu yelchu belayla b'rosh hashana b'yechidus lebeis akfaros lolun sham b'mokim toma. So he says he found this kasha in the Iyun Yaakov. He already asks it the herich, and he was meirich. Says the Marsha, even though the Iyun Yaakov was meirich, the hinani akatzer. I'm not going to be so meirich. I'm going to be mekatzer. And my mahalach in this Gemara is based on something I saw in the Ritva, says the Marsha, which is shedavrezeh hoye b'chaloy. this happened in a dream. This story never happened. It was a dream. So after all that, never happened. It was a dream. There was a chassid echad that had a dream. He had a dream, b'leil Rosh Hashanah, and in this dream, he overheard these spirits talking, but this was all b'chaloyim. This story never, ever happened. Says the Marsha, I'm skipping. Being that the chaloyim is, we know, b'leil Rosh Hashanah, more emes, this was a dream, but it was real. It was like a nevuah that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the chassid, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, the chassid, was zaycha. And what was the vart? Why were they talking about what kind of year was it going to be? It's because it's Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? It's Yom Adin. That's when we find out mi yichya, mi yamos, mi yashir, mi ayani. This all takes place below Rosh Hashanah. So the reason this was all going on, the spirits knew it was like Rosh Hashanah. So they said, let's go me'achari ha'paragud. Let's find out what kind of year this is going to be. But the point is, it was below Rosh Hashanah. That the Gemara says. It was a dream. And says the Marsha, dreams that happen b'leil Rosh Hashanah are often real dreams. And it's for that reason, this was Dvarim Amitiyim, but they were playing out, not in the real world, they were playing out really in a dream. The Yaakov says that the truth is that there's other sources to the validity of a dream that happens b'leil Rosh Hashanah. And really, the starting point for this is maybe the most famous dream in history, and that is Pare's dream. So we know Pare has a dream, and he's very disturbed by the dream. He can't figure out what's going on. Right, we know the whole story about the dream of Yaakov Avinu. What happened at the end? Vayishlach Paroi, vayikris Yosef. He didn't know what was going on. All the Chatume Paroi tried explaining to him what this dream is all about. Nothing did it for him. So he goes, Paroi does, he calls Yosef. Vayiritzum in Abar. They pulled him out quickly from the bar. The Sforna says, that just like Yosef was saved in an instant, they saved him quickly. This is the way it's going to be in the end of days. The geula is going to happen. Pissim. That's what happened for Yosef. Yosef was in a pit, and all of a sudden, pissim in a second. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, when was Yosef taken out of the pit? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Yaakov, if Yosef was taken out, be Rosh Hashanah. So what does that mean? That means Pari's dream happened below Rosh Hashanah. That's the rest of the story. Because when a person dreams b'leil Rosh Hashanah, it's a different type of dream. A dream that happens b'leil Rosh Hashanah is a more potent dream. It's a more powerful dream. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss, so he says something beautiful. He says that if Pari's dream was b'leil Rosh Hashanah, and this is back of the envelope arithmetic, that means the dream of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifen was also b'leil Rosh Hashanah. You know? Because what does the Pasuk say? Vayehi mikech nosayim yomim, it was 2 years to the day. That means that also happened on b'leil Rosh Hashanah. That was also a real dream. Because there's something about a chaloim that happens, there's something about a dream that happens b'leil Rosh Hashanah. You know, last week we mentioned from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer wrote a sefer called Sefer Zikaron. Sefer Zikaron, and it talks about the events that took place in Prešburg in the year 1809 when Napoleon and his army attacked Austria and the city of Prešburg was at risk. And the Chassam Sofer said there were Nisim and Aflois that saved the Toshvei and the Anche Prešburg. And he said, I'm writing a Sefer, Lahoidus Ulahalo, to be Mefarsim. He says, I can't be Mefarsim everything. But whatever I could, that's what he writes in his Akdama. Not everything is fit to print. But the things that I can tell you, I will tell you. And he starts off, and we spoke about this last week when we spoke about dreams. How did he start off? Kozafti zeh, al kol ha-she'ir olonu hay-shasa, v'hine, me'reishas ha-shono kazois noidali. I found out about this in the beginning of the year. Al yidei chaloy mois ma'afilim. You have to be medayik in the Chassam Sofer. Even in his autobiographical account of the events that took place in 1809 in Prešburg, he said, I had dreams in the beginning of the year. He says, when? It happened, it started on Hishana Rabbah, which is the Yom Adin. Then it was Shmini Atzeres, and then it was Simchas Torah, and then it is that almost every night he was having dreams. What's the significance? I think it means this. There's a dream. It's a marsha. There's a dream below Rosh Hashanah. It was still the beginning of the year. Hashanah Rab is still the Yom Adin. A dream on the Yom Adin is a different type of dream. And the Chassam Sofer said it wasn't just a dream. It was Reishis Hashanah Kazois Noidali. It was a dream of the beginning of the year. This is the part. But either way, this is the point. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. But going back to our Gemara, so really it was a dream. We'll just end off with one ha'ara. That is, Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Gemara over here asks a question. And that is, so what's the Pashup Shat? This was a dream. B'leil Rosh Hashanah. And this girl, the spirit, she was going to overhear Me'acheri Apargud, what kind of year it's going to be. It was the Yom HaDin, so we're going to find out. There's going to be a V'chol Oilam, Oivrim L'fanah K'bnei Marin. Let's find out what kind of year it's going to be. It's Yodua. Chazal say that Rosh Hashanah was dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Why is it dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh? Because Rosh Hashanah has to be the first day of Tishrei. Now, you can't have Aleph Tishrei, once upon a time, without Kiddush HaChodesh. So Beis Din had to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Beis Din is Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Then it becomes Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is dependent on Rosh Chodesh. So it's for that reason, being that we're not Mekadosh L'Chodesh Balayla, Chazal say the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah doesn't happen by Laila. It can't happen by Laila, because it's not Rosh Hashanah until the day. And Beis Din was first Mekadosh L'Chodesh during the day. The Svarim bring a famous chiddush from Rab Avli Vasfeiler. Chayodim brings it, that says if somebody forgets to say HaMelech HaKadosh, so we had this earlier in the Masechta, B'leir Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei all over again. If you say HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to go over. But not B'leir Rosh Hashanah. He says, why not? Because it's only HaMelech HaKadosh, meaning Hashem is only the Melech in the sense that Vayigba Hashem, Tzvaka is Bamikdosh, that's only when it's the Yom HaDin. The Yom HaDin doesn't happen at night. And why? Because you're not Mekadosh L'Chodesh B'Laila. And just like you forget to say Yalav Yovim my Meir, if you don't have to say Shemoneh Esrei over again, said Rav Avli Vasfela that if you forgot to say Melech HaKadosh by night, you don't have to go over it again either. But says Rav Yosef Engel, if that's the case, this story happened by night. So if this story happened at night it wasn't the Yom HaDin yet. So if it wasn't the Yom HaDin, how do you understand the Iyun Yaakov? How do you understand the Marsha that they were overhearing the Yom HaDin? Now maybe it was the second night Rosh Hashanah. But either way, how does that work? With first night Rosh Hashanah, second night Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael, you have a Yom HaRichta. So if it was the Yom HaDin during the day, so the next night, right, that's above my pay grade, but just the Hara.